'Cause January for some people, a time to limit your food intake. Well, not on this show. It is Foodie Thursday, our first one of 2017, and the most appropriately named guest we have ever had, Pina Broccoli Anaya, joins me. Morning, Pina.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, lovely to have you. Now, you are a food blogger, you live in Bourne, and you write at 12culinarystew.com.
That's right, that's my blog.
And you are Italian-Canadian. I'm fascinated by how this translates to a plate of food.
I think I just grew up in a multicultural neighborhood. So born in Canada, in Montreal. Parents are Italian immigrants. And I grew up in a foodie family. Italians love to cook anyway. So I grew up having a lot of Italian foods. My mom made lasagna and things like that. You know, tomatoes, homemade tomato sauce on Sunday mornings. My dad ended up having a restaurant, which, funnily enough, was not Italian. It was a Jewish deli, kind of like the New York style delis with salt beef sandwiches, as they call them here, or smoked meat, as we call it there.
Yeah.
And he had that diner for 45 years. So, you know, I'd have my mom's cooking, my grandmother's cooking, Italian stuff. And then my dad would have stuff from the restaurant. So I'd have lunch. I'd have challah bread with smoked meat for lunch at school instead of mortadella sandwiches or something like that. So
yeah. And most of us, we know or we think we know what Italian cooking looks like. What about Canadian cuisine? What's the national dish, would you say, there?
Oh, that's really hard to say. I mean, Canadian cuisine, I think, is a lot like in the UK, where it's just a combination of a lot of different cultures. I think in the forefront now, everybody's talking about, and it's making its way to the UK as well, as poutine, poutine, as they say in Quebec French, which is basically fries with lovely gravy and cheese curds, which may not sound very appetizing, but they need to be very specific cheese curds, thick and squeaky and a bit of bite, but not too melty. It all combines with the gravy and the chips, and it's just a lovely dish.
So it's posh cheesy chips.
Well, yeah, it's become poshified, if that's a word, by restaurants having it with like a veal jus or something. And I've seen it as well, just adding other things like chicken or pulled pork to it, all kinds of things.
People put pulled pork on everything nowadays, don't they? It is literally everywhere. I saw one fast food place, they started doing pulled chicken last year, which, I don't know, it doesn't work for me.
Anything that's slow roasted and it just becomes really soft, so it just kind of falls apart. And you grab it with special claws, and you'll put that in the sandwich, and that's what it is. It's the pulled meat.
Mm. Yeah. And maybe this is the year that Canadian delicacy, the posh cheesy chips, maybe this is the year that it becomes a foodie trend in Britain. Loads of articles about food trends for the new year.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think there's a lot of places in the UK. I've been to one in London called the Poutinerie, which is a Canadian guy who just has it down pat. He's got the combination of fries, the gravy, and the cheese. There's a couple of guys up in Manchester called Blue Caribou Canteen. And one guy is from Montreal, and they've got all kinds of wonderful creations with poutine, which I've yet to try, but I'm planning to go up there one day.
And what other kind of things are you spotting for 2017? What do you think is going to be big this year?
I think the street food movement. I mean, it's already big, but I think people used to say it was a fad, and it's not. It's definitely showing no signs of slowing down. If anything, Cambridge is absolutely thriving in the last couple of years, thanks to Heidi White of Food Park, who put a whole street food vans into like an organized setting for lunchtime destinations.
That little bit by the railway station in Cambridge.
Yeah, and there's one actually across from here as well at the Science Park, and there's one at West Cambridge site, and there's also the night markets that take place every once in a while as special events at Gravel Hill Farm off Mattingly Road, which just brings together all some of the best food trucks, and they're all Cambridgeshire food trucks with, you know, things like gourmet burgers or bao buns or fried chicken. Just lovely things. So that is showing no signs of slowing down. And apart from Food Park, there's just more and more street food vans coming out and making a living from that and going parking up at wine shops like Thirsty's or outside Hot Numbers on Guider Street, where people are going to get some food and then going in for a coffee or a drink, or even going to pop-ups at pubs where not necessarily they might not have a kitchen that can offer a full-time menu, and people can go in once in a while, get their food outside from the food truck, go inside, have a beer, enjoy a really nice meal, which is basically restaurant quality food, but at a much lower price.
Yeah, and so recommendations for a few of these places on Pina's blog, which I will give you at the end, so stick around. But you brought in a little recipe of your own, Pina, to tell us about this morning.
Yes.
Let rip. What is it?
Well, it's Italian inspired. So I think anything that you can do would make a really nice sauce to put that with pasta, is quick and easy. Usually you just get a big, large frying pan. This one is pasta with ham and peas and a tomato cream sauce. So you would just get a package, just about for four people. So you get a package of pasta, put that to boil. So while that's doing, while you're cooking that, get your frying pan out, put some butter in there, slice up about three slices of smoked ham. You can use prosciutto as well as serrano ham. Slice that up. Saute that in the pan with the butter to get all the flavors going, get it lightly colored. Then just add a cup of frozen peas. No need to defrost them, just chuck them right in there. And then add a jar of tomato sauce, you know, pre-prepared, so very easy. A little bit of single cream, about maybe 125 milliliters. Get that going together into a lovely cream sauce. Simmer that. Get that simmering while your pasta's boiling. When your pasta's done, drain it. Add a handful of grated Parmesan cheese to your sauce. Give it a mix. Put your pasta into your big frying pan. Coat all the pasta and the sauce together with the penne or shell pasta, something, a short pasta that would scoop up nicely the ham and the peas. And that's it.
Then you take your frying pan through to the TV room. And
you can do it like that. Yeah.
And you eat it with a fork from the pan. Pina, great to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in. You can find Pina's blog at 12culinarystew.com. It's Pina Broccoli Anaya, food blogger from Bourne. And that's us done for the day. Breakfast is over.